This is Suzy Thorpe. Cambridge 105
Radio. Now, very excitedly in my studio today, in our studio, not my studio, my goodness, I've got Ella and Samaya, and they are students from the Chesterton Community College. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you here as well. Now, we're talking about climate change. This is something very close to your heart, is it not? And we're also going to be talking about the Youth Strike for Climate organisation, well, that's happening next Friday. But let's get back to the basics here. Why is it so important for you, climate change? Who wants to start this, Samaya or Ella?
Okay.
First of all, actually, can I just ask you your ages? What year are you in?
I'm year 9, so I'm 13.
You're 13.
I'll be 14 Samaya, very soon.
Right, and Ella?
I'm year 7 and I'm 11.
Wow. So this is quite impressive, actually, to be so involved at this age, which is brilliant, actually. That's what we need. So who's going to start us off then? You were saying, it was this you, Samaya.
Yeah.
Climate change, why is it so important?
Well, it's going to affect me in my life and the lives of my generation and generations that will come after me, because for instance global warming causes sea level rise, so sea level rise will cause flooding, and sea level rise combined with extreme weather conditions, might I add, not just hot climate, will likely cause crop failure. There'll be mass migration due to people losing their homes with the flooding. There will likely be war over resources such as food, water and land.
Wow. Ella, is this the same for you? Or have you got some other information as well?
Yeah, that's pretty much all. I just want to add that it's the sixth mass extinction, which means that it's basically loads of animals die out, pretty much all wildlife die out.
Yeah.
Already 200 species become extinct every day.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, probably it's partly due to climate change because of, for instance, the oceans becoming warmer, more acidic, meaning that things like algae and smaller fish that live in coral reefs are dying off. The heat wave in Australia just a couple of days ago meant that millions of animals died all over the place. You can find some pretty gruesome pictures on the internet.
Now, this is obviously, this is fantastic that your head, Lucy Scott, has knows that you're here today. And I'm sure some of your pupils and friends will be listening to this because it's really impressive what you're trying to do.
Thank you.
How worried are you are you worried about how education will suffer because of this? What's the relation between climate change and you here today?
Well, our education definitely will suffer from going on strike and this, but
we can't really afford not to do it. We need the council to know that climate change is a big deal and act on it.
Not just the council, the government as well. We need a system change, otherwise there's not really going to be a future for us that's worth studying for.
Now, that's interesting you say about the system, because you were talking about that earlier, about the system. So things aren't just happening at the moment, are they?
I mean, like, for instance, the government needs to make it illegal to do fracking and use petrol cars and all that sort of thing, because otherwise we're just not going to be able to stop this from happening. Scientists say we're on our last chance now.
Really, really important. And I suppose when I was your age, I always dreamt of having a car and driving. But I suppose now for you, that's not important anymore, is it, to have a car?
Well, not as much so, but you can still have a car.
You just need to have an
electric car.
Well said.
Preferably needs to be charged using electricity that comes from renewable sources like wind turbines and solar panels.
So let's talk about next week then, Friday the 15th. It's the Youth Strike for Climate. That's young people like yourselves up and down the country are going to go on strike to show the government that they are willing to break the rules and put our education, they say, on the line to promote system change. And this, of course, is happening in your own school and lots of schools around the country. What do you hope to achieve from this? I know that, is it something little you could even start us off on?
Well, we definitely want, like I said before, we want the government and the council to realise how big climate change is and act on it, like Samaya said, and keep fossil fuels in the ground, because fossil fuels like coal and oil basically is climate change.
Mm.
I think you said to go say something about something to do with, like, the little things.
Yes.
Just raising awareness, because a lot of people don't know how serious the situation is. Scientists are publishing figures, like, by 2050. No, it's by 2025, people. It's a lot bigger than people are making it out to be.
Oh, really important, Samaya. That's really impressive. What would you like to tell us today about some other interesting news?
Well, I'd just like to finish with giving a Greta Thunberg, who is a speech. Who Greta Thunberg is a 16-year-old girl who started the school strikes, and she strikes for climate every Friday. And she says, "Adults keep saying we owe it to the young people to give them hope. But I don't want your hope. I don't want you to be hopeful. I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear I feel every day. Then I want you to act. I want you to act how as you would in a crisis. I want you to act as if our house is on fire, because it is."
Oh, well done. Thank you for reading that out today. That was very impressive. And I just want to know, how young were you when you became very aware of climate change? When did it kick off for you?
I think it was really young, actually.
I think I was in year four, so she would have been in year two when our parents first sort of explained about it to us.
But we didn't realise quite how serious it was. We realised that it was serious, but not as serious as we realise now.
It's positive feedback loop, so it's the longer you leave it to doing action, the more you need to do it and the faster you need to do it.
And social media's, there are some good and bad parts to social media and the internet, but for you, it's been very good in the sense you've got to see and read about what's happening, sadly, in the world.
Yeah, we don't have social media.
Oh, you do? So you have the... I love it. Well, that's an interesting topical moment, isn't it? Because all in the news today, they're trying to get children to take their phones away from the table and the bedroom. And pleased to see that you guys are just doing it anyway. Well done, indeed. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Samaya and Ella. And I wish you all the best for next Friday, when you'll be involved in the Youth Strike for Climate at Chesterton Community College, and for schools all over the UK. I'm very, very impressed, and I do hope that you make a difference. I know you will. I think the younger generation are going to literally sort this out for us. But thank you so much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.